Claudine Hawati is with us in the Parliamentary Press Gallery today. There's a mini budget being announced by Finance Minister Willis. Hey, Claudette, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. And the Prime Minister, he's off to Australia to meet Albanese today as well. So it's very busy for the coalition government. Just a point. We don't just have a government. We've got a coalition government. And I know that Winston Peters is adamant that we call it a coalition government. Otherwise, we get this falsehood that the government is only about the larger party, which is National. And as we know, New Zealand First and ACT are very strong partners in this relationship. So a coalition government is how we should be describing this, this particular government at this particular time. With that in mind, they are racing through the different issues that they had prioritised as part of their 100 days plan of action, and one of them is around an hour a day of reading, writing and maths in schools. Had an opportunity to speak with Education Minister Erica Stanford. She had announced that and curriculum as well. Asked her about Kura Māori and how she was expecting Kura Māori to implement this 1 hour a day. She had said that she'd spent quite a bit of time with Kura around the motu prior to the election. And this is how she views Kura Māori and the expectation of that 1 hour a day. Here's Erica Stanford.
For Kura Māori, we have set a date of term three for implementation of the hour a day. And we did that because we want to have proper consultation done in the first half of this year, and I intend to undertake that in good faith.
Consultation, will it be with the board of advisors that you have outlined? Well, because none of them have got experience in Kura Māori.
The board that I put together are about the curriculum, the mainstream curriculum, so that's a separate thing. In terms of the hour a day policy, Kura Māori will be consulting with the ministry, and also I will be communicating with them myself.
So you won't be having a panel of advisors as well to meet to liaise with the ministry, it would just go straight Kura. So what happens then if Kura are actually exceeding your expectations in that 1 hour?
I've actually been to many Kura in my time as opposition spokesperson, and my feel and my read, and actually the read from many of them, is they're already doing this, and most schools are already doing this. What we're doing is just formalising that across the sector so that it's consistent. So my expectation is that they are already doing it. They've said that they already are, so it'll just be a period of consultation to make sure that we're implementing it in the right way.
And just for clarification, that 1 hour per day is in te reo Māori currently for those Kura Māori?
Look, this is why we're having a period of consultation, because I want to hear from Kura Māori about what their expectations are, and then we can agree on the details. But at this point I expect it could be across both English and Māori, but look, that's a decision that we'll come to after we've had a period of consultation.
So for clarification again, are you expecting them to implement a 1 hour of maths, English and writing in English?
Look, those are decisions that we will make with them, but I'm assuming that it will be in te reo, but it could also be in a mix, and so that's why I need to have these discussions with them, because we haven't had a chance to do that yet, but we will do that early next year, and we will come to these decisions together as we should, and I will take their direction.
So it'll be interesting to see what Kura Māori have to say about that, implementing te reo or in English. The likes, of course, of Cathy Dews will be interesting to get her take on this. But as you heard, the minister said that Kura will speak directly to her and the ministry. No liaison, no intermediary board. It sounds as though she has an open door policy to Kura Māori. Also, too, you caught it all with Peter Tipene just earlier around Waitangi, the government to Waitangi, believe that the Iwi Leaders Forum has requested to meet with the coalition government on their own. They usually meet all of Parliament, the Iwi Leaders Forum, up at Waitangi, but there's an expectation that they will meet with the coalition government on its own. No doubt there are some weighty issues that the Iwi Chairs Forum wants to put in front of them, expectations and probably criticisms of their policies, attacks on Māori. But I caught up with Tama Pōtaka, Minister of Māori Economic Development, just to ask him, get clarity on the timings and what they're actually going to do at Waitangi. I'm not sure I got any clarity whatsoever from that particular minister, but here's Tama Pōtaka.
Now, some of your colleagues, they've been taking Te Reo Māori lessons. What dialect do they all use?
Well, hopefully it's the Whanganui dialect or the Rangitike dialect, but actually I don't know for sure. No doubt they've got some good speakers and they've got some good teachers that are helping them on those journeys.
And in terms of Waitangi, how long will the Prime Minister be staying in Waitangi?
Yeah, that's a matter for the Prime Minister and the Prime Minister's office. Certainly I intend to be spending a few days in Waitangi and Te Tai Tokoro, amongst the renowned hospitality that they provide up there.
But the Prime Minister said that you're arranging his schedule. He told us that in the post cab. With that in mind, will he be staying to Korerore with the Iwi Chairs Forum?
Well, at this stage, we're preparing the program. We have been engaging with the Iwi Chairs and others over the last 6 months, 9 months, and we'll continue to do that.
Yeah, no, he hasn't been consulting with Iwi Chairs Forum about Waitangi the last 6 months. He's been talking about other issues as well too. So, I'm afraid I don't get much confidence out of this particular minister in comparison to some of the other ministers, I'm afraid. And just in terms of reo and Māori names, we do know that there have been some rangatira Māori who haven't appreciated some of the Māori names of our organisations, like Oranga Tamariki as an example. So, what does Shane Jones think of the name of Kāinga Ora? Here is New Zealand First, Shane Jones.
Each case will be dealt with, and that's obviously a matter that will be teased through by my leader, Winston. But my point about Kāinga Ora, it's such a profound name, Ora being life, Kāinga shelter. Kāinga Ora has not delivered on those key outcomes, so I've been very disappointed along with them, Oranga Tamariki and the other one in SSC, I don't even know what it's called in English now, the Kawa Mataho. I think a lot of these names are filigree.
Yeah, I actually have, but I agree with them. Filigree, that's a new word.
Filigree, okay. Well, I sort of know it from being the pretty stuff on some houses, but it could be a term used in all sorts of ways. Hey, Claudette, they're deadly clips. Thanks very much. I can just imagine you there thrusting your microphone into the faces of ministers who are trying to sidestep you on the tiles, but they can't escape the clutches of our senior reporter in the Parliamentary Press Gallery for Wāte News. I'm so pleased about that.
All 5 foot nothing of me, actually. Can I just talk about my little big black mic? There was a directive from the Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon's office, that please do not put, it was sent to everybody, but it was actually meant for me. Please do not thrust the microphone into the ear of the Prime Minister, and please do not stand behind. And I know it was, everybody knew it was all about that, because I have a tendency to wriggle myself right up beside my talent and shove my mic up there. But I don't mean to, but, everybody fights for their spot.
You do whatever is necessary to get the good oil there, sister. Thanks very much, Claudette. Some really interesting clips today. I appreciate them very much. Looking forward to our next conversation.
Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi. Claudette Hauwhiti doing a super job for us on the tiles.